Good afternoon. This is Mandy Billings with KSOM News. Flooding has begun to impact roads in western Iowa. The Iowa Department of Transportation says major flooding from the Missouri River is anticipated to increase over the next week, and road closures due to the flooding may be in place for an extended period of time. The westbound and eastbound exit entrance ramps on I-680 in Pottawatomie County are closed at exit 1. The mainline highway presently remains open at this location. The I-29 interchange ramps at Hamilton Boulevard and Sioux City are closed. And one eastbound lane of Iowa 2 is closed west of I-29 in Fremont County. Iowans are urged to closely monitor conditions and never enter a water-covered roadway. Floodwaters can force a vehicle off the road. In addition, it is not uncommon for roadways and shoulders to be damaged when flooded, presenting unsafe conditions for motorists. Atlantic Fire Chief Mark McNeese is reminding residents to install or check smoke detectors in your home. McNeese's advice comes on the heels of a mobile home fire in Fontenelle over the weekend that claimed the life of a 60-year-old man.
Smoke detectors are in any residence, doesn't matter whether it's a mobile home or a house. You know, you've got to have that alert. If you don't have one, I can't urge you enough to go get one. They're not that expensive and certainly could be the difference between life and death.
Both 63-year-old Susan Davis and 60-year-old Howard Berger were transported to the Adair County Hospital before being transported via life flight to the University of Iowa Burn Unit, where Mr. Berger died Sunday morning. There were no smoke detectors in the home. The Atlantic firemen will begin installing fire alarms to families soon as part of the state fire marshal's 100-year anniversary. The parents signed up for the program during parent-teacher conferences, and McNeese says they will receive part of the shipment this Friday. The Iowa House took up and passed a budget bill in quick order today. On a party line, 54-38 vote, Republicans approved an omnibus budget bill. Marion Republican Nick Wagner says it's a no-frills, no-tricks budget.
House File 697 puts forth a responsible and sustainable budget for Iowans. Budget spends less than we take in, does not use one-time dollars for ongoing expenses, and funds the priorities of Iowans. There's no budget tricks in here. We fully fund the items that we say we'll fund, so we don't underfund Medicaid, Indigent Defense, and in the realm of balancing our budget.
The House measure holds state spending at $5.99 billion, gives Democrats half of their spending proposals for public school funding and preschool, and does so with a two-year budget as requested by Governor Branstad. The Red Oak City Council will appoint a new at-large councilperson to fill Ivan Craig's seat. Craig's seat became available after he resigned to take a job out of the area. Red Oak City Administrator Brad Wright says the council made that decision Monday based on the timeline before the next election.
Council discussed that at the council meeting and did decide that they would like to fill that position by appointment due to the fact, of course, that we have an upcoming city election this fall anyway, so it would certainly seem not prudent to spend the money for a special election at this time, just turn around and have the regular election in November.
Wright says the council is expected to make that appointment by July 5th. The city council also voted across the board to increase non-union employees' base wage 3%. And the Cass County Board of Supervisors approved a preliminary plat to be called the Walnut Grove Subdivision following a public hearing this morning. In May, the Cass County Zoning Commission approved the preliminary plat filed by Jason Wright and granted approval to proceed with preparation of the final plat. Zoning Administrator Rich Hansen told the board that the septic systems were approved and there are utilities in the area. However, they're still looking into an easement for a water line through the area. The preliminary plat is located where the old research farm was on Highway 6 south of Atlantic. There is already one existing house on one of the four lots in the proposed subdivision, and two houses are expected in the future. No written or oral objections to the proposal were received. For news you can depend on, I'm Mandy Billings.